In line with our long-standing commitment to responsible engagement and meaningful opposition cooperation, NSP will only contest in Sembawang GRC and Tampines GRC in this upcoming general election. These are constituencies we have served with heart, worked with integrity, and invested in over many years. We have built deep roots and strong relationships with the residents in these two areas. And we are ready to represent you, not just with visibility, but with vision. As for Jalan Besar GRC, Tampines Changkat SMC, Sembawang SMC, and Marsiling UT GRC, we'll be stepping aside to give way for fellow opposition parties to contest. This is not an easy decision, but a necessary one. We do this not because we are weak, but because we are strong enough to put country before self, unity before ego, and progress before position. This decision is not about giving up. It's about showing up differently. We choose to honour our promises to Singaporeans to build a united opposition that puts the people first. Not pride, not politics, not party.
I'm here because I've spent years listening to students with their challenges, parents of their struggles, and to the quiet voices that often get talked over. So I've realised that we need someone to stand up and speak up for something's not quite right. When we want things to change, to happen, we cannot wait for someone else to do it. It's about being present, to use whatever voice that we have to help others find theirs. I bring with me real life experiences, not just polished talk topics. I've taught, I've mentored, I've managed, and I've listened to people day in, day out. I understand the hopes and struggles of the everyday Singaporeans because I've worked with them and not just beside them. I'll be stepping into politics to hope that I can strengthen what's missing and not to tear down what's already working. Okay, I'm not here to raise volume. I'm here to really raise the standards that we can. So on the NSP level, I'm championing education, something that I'm more familiar with. Not about what we are teaching, but how we are teaching it. Because right now, we are seeing creativity being squeezed out of the classroom. And students are limiting themselves to very standard and safe answers. Is that what we want our next generation to be like?
It's not easy to bring up a kid. You know, taking care of a kid, waking up in the middle of the night, and they say it takes a village to raise a kid. But what if we don't have the village? What if our parents are not available? What if we don't have help? So, just to share with you a bit of my experience, you know, when my son was born, we had to knock onto different infant care to ask them for a slot. And it took us 4 months in advance, about 3 to 4 months, eventually we managed to secure a job. You know, the kind of anxiety that we have, right, is something that you cannot understand unless you're going through that. Is my wife going to quit the job if we can't find an infant care slot? Am I going to quit my job? So I feel that, yes, it is very good that we have a lot of policies that are encouraging young parents to increase the fertility rate. Yes, I understand. However, there are rooms, a lot of rooms for improvement, and these are all cracks and holes that I feel that we should be able to voice out for this group of Singaporeans. Yeah, money, baby bonus, increase of parental leave, yes, they are all good. We forgot about the other aspect, which is the infant care or the early childhood educators. So in that sense, are we able to do more? Are they overworked? Based on my understanding, they are all overworked.